Okay, we're on Khof Beis Ahmed Aleph by just the last small line. Ameima Shori Lemikchol Eina. Ameima, the Rav, permitted to do medicinal eyeshadow, Eina of the eye, Minochri, from a non-Jew on Shabbos.
But he does it for you?
No, the non-Jew does it. Yeah, exactly, that's the point. Meaning that you can do the osur for a sick person, which we're going to see, you can get a non-Jew to do things for you. Even though we say Amiral al-Nofra is osur, but for medicinal things, we're lenient. So, Ikad Army, some people say, Ameima Gufe, Ameima actually himself, at Holokal Meister, Kokol Eino, he allowed a non-Jew, or he asked a non-Jew, to medicinally eyeshadow his eye on Shabbos. I mean, not for Shabbos. Okay, so Amalei Rav Ashi, La Meima. Rav Ashi takes issue with the Meima. Is my dietich? What is your opinion? Yeah, you're going to tell me the Amaula, the Ula Braid Rav Eloi says the following: Kol Sorchi Choila, all of the needs of a sick person, and this is not Pikuach Nefesh. A person's sick, bedridden, kind of sick. Yeah, Oisin Al Yidei Nochri for Shabbos. You can do through a non-Jew on Shabbos. But I'm in a similar vein. But I'm a Rav Hamnuna. Kol Dava She'ein Bo Sakana. Any sickness that isn't Pekuach Nefesh, right? It doesn't have a Sakana, but it's pretty serious, but it's pretty bad. Oymol Anochri Voisa. And even a Malacha Daraisa, you can get a non-Jew to do for you if he's considerably sick. So, but comes in now Rav Ashi and qualifies. Hani Mili, though, when is that? Hecha Dolo Messiah Bahadei. That's when you're not, Messiah means help, Bahadei. You're not helping, you're helping over here, you're, right, about you, the Honorable Rav, Ameima, yeah, call Messiah Bahadei. You're helping the non-Jew. It's open wide, right, kind of with the dentist, you know, it's not just the dentist, whatever, you've got to, right, to call Omitzah Posach. You're closing your eyes and opening them. I suppose maybe it's more like it's a constant thing. You know what I mean? To get it in there or whatever. So this is like a partnership, yeah, over here. And you can't do that. So you're effectively, you're doing an Isra on Shabbos. That's Rav Ashi's Kashper Meimar. So Amalei, Amalei replies to Rav Ashi. He says, Ika Rav Zvid decoy that he stands Kavosok in your position, like you, right? So true, I'm aware of this kasha, yeah, Vashoni Le, and I answered to him, and basically so too I am answering to you, Messiah Ein Bo Mamash. Somebody who helps someone else do a malacha, but he's not really the maker and breaker, he's not the guy who's really just helping a little, it's like a little kid helping you do something, yeah? Ein Bo Mamash, right, which is a halachic principle in Shabbos, that let's say if somebody does a malacha, two people do malacha together, then, right, so it depends, right? Yeah, so if one person's really doing it and the other person's not doing it, then the person who's doing it is higher than the other person's not. So it's because we say Messiah ain't boy mamish. Right, and if it's two people could do it together, then they would be potter, like you said. But, right. Okay. Ameima, Shara, Lamichal, ain't a biomtov. So now another heter, Ameima, right, he allowed people to do mikchol eina themselves, a Jew to do his medicinal eyeshadow on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Durbanan over here, and it's for the sake of refuah, so he permitted on the second day, and even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Amalei, same person again, I'm just hearing that clicks when you go over it, yeah. So Amalei Rav Ashi asks the question to him in Meimar again, Meimar, Vama Rava says Rava, right, so we're familiar with this, Gemara, it's Chazara. Meis be Yom Tov Rishon, if a Jew died on the first day, right, of Yom Tov, just ask your boy Amamin, right, you should get the non-Jews to do it. Okay, but Yom Tov Sheni, but if he was dead on Yom Tov Sheni, yeah, just ask him Yisrael. Yisrael can even do the burial, right, and we said even, even decorations. Yeah, but feel Mishnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah. And even on 2 days, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though we're normally Machmia, or Marsh ain't came a beta, but an egg is not permissible. You're not allowed to partake from the egg. And he was saying that the medicinally eye checking your eye is similar to an egg. It's not like covered up Rios to a dead person, right? I mean, it's just, you know, it's going to be okay. You should get Goy to do it. So he's still over here from Rome. It's a problem. Okay. What happened over here? Are we still recording?
We call back.
I think we did a... Okay. I did a... Okay. We'd just like to forgive Jonathan Bash over here right now in this. But we'll record. It's okay, fine. So Marsha ain't came with Baitza. This is not the case with Baitza. Okay, fine. So, Olay. So Ratamima says back to Avashi again. He says, Honor Kanardai, Spirley. I hold like Nardai. Yeah, the Amri are Baitza. They hold even a Baitza is permissible, because why? Demai Daitak. What's your opinion to say that the egg's going to be prohibited? We managed to really do Chazor over here. Dilma Abri Leila Elul. Perhaps they're going to be Ma'aba Elul. Okay, so therefore, and the Edim are going to, right, cause when the Edim come late and they're going to make it 2 days, I'm a Rav Chinana, but Rav Chinana says that historically, Bar Kahana, Miyomas Ezra, from the days of Ezra, of Elach, and onwards, Lo Mitzinu Elam Ubar. When Elul was never Mu'ubar, so the Gezerah of Yom Richter, that the egg will be also on the second day, never kicked in. So therefore, practically speaking, the egg would still be visible, and so too, to do your eye, on Yom Tov, on the second day Yom Tov.
That debate was about whether it was Kedusha, right?
Yeah, but that's the Chumrah of second day Yom Tov.
Yeah, but everyone agrees that the second day is, even if it's Kedusha, it's still the Rabban. So what I'm saying for this purpose.
Well, so Lachori would matter on. Why should
we do your eye or not, Matt? Why should it depend on whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shedekedushas? So both opinions it's to Ramon. I mean, the egg, we know it matters because that's the whole question of when it was born on the first day, the seventh day, no, he's on the seventh day. But why should it matter?
Well, it's assuming, it sounds like it's yes.
More stringent
Ravon. Right. It sounds like it's just, it would matter on second day Yom Tov. We don't, yeah, we don't pass the line Nardai. Ravashi, we said earlier, Ravashi doesn't hold line Nardai. He didn't agree with the same anymore. Okay. I'm lost time. Where, how many minutes have we been into this? We'll go for this bit, right? Fine. V'ein oifin pitin gritzin elarikikin, right? You can't cook these fat loaves on Yom Tov. Terubon. We're going to write. So Beis Shammai Omrin, Beis Shammai say, ein oifin pat ava. You're not allowed to cook thick bread but Pesach, on Pesach. So because it's chometz, right? Thick bread, that's exactly what we have in matzahs. Right, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel permits temani matzahs. Okay, Bekama. So what is Pat Ava, meaning that Beis Shammai would prohibit and Beis Hillel would permit? Okay, so basically what would Beis Hillel permit? So I'm a Rav Huna, tefach. It's a tefach. I mean, up to a tefach, right? You're nice, big fat. It's like a challah, basically. Shekein Metzino, we'll bring a raya. Yeah, but lechem upon him. Because lechem upon him is actually matzah, even though it's a 12 loaves and you think it's right, it was actually matzah, right? Meaning it wasn't comets. Tefach. So, maskif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kasha though. Im omru. So now basically we're going to contrast, yeah, basically, the preparing matzahs in the base of Mikdash to compare, to making matzahs in one's own home. And we're going to say basically, it's a lot, it's like a chabura over there. So like, with the matzahs in the base of Mikdash, it's like chabura, so they're gonna make sure it doesn't become comets. But in the kitchen, how can you do that? Right? So maskil la Rav Yosef, im omru bezerizim, if they're allowed up to a tefach, bezerizim, that's quite a zerizim. Yomru, are you gonna say, b'she'inam zerizim, with people who are not zerizim, either common folk? Im omru, if they're gonna say, b'pas a mela, with heavily processed bread, flour, sorry. It was very fine flour, so it was less problematic of coming to chametz. Yom Ruba Pasture, Eino Amela, you're going to say with unprocessed flour. Yeah. Imam Ruba Eitzim Yaveshim. If you're going to say with Eitzim Yaveshim, so in the Beis HaMikdash, they only used very dry wood. Yeah. Yom Ruba Eitzim Lachim, you're going to allow with moist wood. Imam Ruba Tanucham, if you're going to say with a Tanucham, because always in the Beis HaMikdash, it was 24/7. Probably, I'm not sure if it was 24/7 actually though, because we said on Shabbos, so I don't know if it was baking Shabbos, but it was basically lit all the time. It's a hot oven over there. Yom Rubatana Tsoinein. You're going to say with a like a more, you know, household kitchen oven. Im Om Rubatana Shom Mateches. If in the base of Mikdash, they had a Tanoshom Mateches. Right, the interesting reason. Why did it have to be a metal? Because they made the lechem upon him over there and the shtei lechem, which were holy, basically. And a holy thing has to be made out of, can't be made out of cheres. Right, that's what you call, right, in the base of Mikdash, we didn't use cheres for klisharis. So therefore, they made it out of metal. So you're a tanner of cheres, but you're going to allow in a tanner of cheres not as hot. So, I'm a Reb Yirmi Abar Abu. I asked She'ilis as Rebbe B'Yichud. I asked him, B'Yichud, I forgot what that meant. What's what I should say? Bein, right, between me and him. Yeah, Manu Rav. Who's Rabbeinu? It's Rav. Right, my Passover. So he's saying, what is Passover? Because we left off with the cash over here. It doesn't make sense. How can you bring a proof from Lechem upon him? So he says Passover. What's Passover? His answer was, it's Pas Meruba. Means you're making loads of bread. I mean, it's a large quantity. And the issue over here is not chametz like we originally thought. Pas Meruba means you've got to work hard. And working hard, it's a problem of Turcha. So it's not really of chametz. We're changing the pshat over here. Right, we're saying it's Pas Meruba. Right, so Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Shilti Es Rebbe, B'Yichud, Umanu Rabbeinu Kadosh. So this version is basically that Rav asked Rebbe, right, between him and between themselves, my Pas Abba, what is Pas Abba? And he answered the same, it's Pas Meruba. Okay? Fine. For my Korilei Pas Abba. So why did he call it Pas Abba? Right, the whole point over here is a lot of work. So the answer is kind of self-evident, yeah? Mishum de Nefisha Belisha. Because it's, Nefisha means it's a large, right, amount, right, of Lisha. I mean, it involves a lot of work, right? Pas Abba involves a lot of work, therefore it's Turcha, and therefore Beis Shammai didn't want you to do so much Turcha on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel allowed, but that's because over here it's the Seich of Yom Tov. The Inami, another explanation why Pas Abba, yeah, over here is why we call it Pas Abba, right? But Asrei the High Tana, Pas Meruba, right? Pas Abba Karulei, right? In the place of this Tana, rather, right, that's the Ba'asrei in the place, the High Tana of this Tana, right? Pas Meruba, something that is Pas Meruba, meaning a lot of dough, they call it Pas Abba, that's just the name. You're doing like a Pas Abba today, meaning you're doing a lot of kneading. So now, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to speak out what I mentioned. So Michti, since Mishum Dekot Torah Tircha, because he's doing Tircha Delut Sorich, he's working too hard on the sake of Yom Tov, right? Who my area Pesach? What's the relevance of Pesach? It said in this Brisa, yeah, it said Pesach. If you look at the top where you just started this part, this bit, right? It said Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Oifin Pas Abba BePesach. So why does it say Pesach? I feel for sure Yomim Tovim Nami. Even an other Yomim Tovim also. That should also apply. Yeah, you shouldn't work really hard. So, answers the Gemara. Ein Hachanami. True. Yeah? But Tana, and the Tana over here is the Yom Tov the Pesach going, is on Yom Tov of Pesach. Right? It just happened to be that it was, that's where he was standing or whatever. So therefore, he just said, with accordance to his situation right then. But really, it does apply in every Yom Tov. Yeah, Tanya Namiachi. We've got a Brisa that is going to show that it also applies by the Yom Tovs. Also, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Oifin Pas Meruba. You can't make Pas Meruba. Right, it doesn't say anything about Pesach. Yeah, beyond, well, as I said, it says Beyom Tov. On Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel permits. So we see over here that it's, that's the machlokis, is with regards to Turcha, and not like we originally thought. It wasn't, the issue wasn't comets or not. Okay, we will stop here.